What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, that talk number 1300 872 911. This is Peter on the line at Edmonton. G'day, Peter.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Pete. What are you saying?
Well, firstly, mate, I'd like to say 110% respect to the SES boys.
Yes.
They are just fantastic.
I think so too. I think
absolutely.
So too. We've got to spread the word and keep those numbers up because, my God, didn't we need them the other day with that downpour.
Oh, the more the merrier.
Mm.
Yeah. Amazing job they do.
Yeah.
No, John, I was listening to your segment last week and I heard the managing director of the Crystal Brook Group come on and just mention how there's no police in the city centre anymore.
Yeah.
I question the priorities of the state government and our local councils when they sort of look after our people, I should say, perhaps even looking after our investors as well.
Mm.
I live out at Edmonton and I've seen the number of roadside police camera cars increase over the last couple of years, to the point where there's three or four every day.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, I drive that road every day and I hardly ever see an accident. What's the justification for the police to have so many speed cameras on that road and then pull the police out of the city centre? So, you know, our wonderful investors who've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on our city are ending up with the undesirables on their doorstep.
Exactly. And the focus
doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Well, clearly, the point you're making is it's a lot of revenue raising, which is good for the government that way, but the people paying the price at the other end are the potential victims because the police aren't available as a deterrent. Can I just ask you about those speed cameras? Are they manned, are they, those speed camera cars?
Yeah, there's a policeman sitting in every one of them.
No, I didn't know. In fact, I thought they were there automatically taking photos.
No, they're manned. Mm. The last estimate I heard from somebody was that there's 20 cars in Cairns permanently operating.
No.
So, yeah, 20. So that's 20 police officers.
Hell.
that are not looking for criminals,
yeah,
that are not patrolling our city centre. So yeah. I just question the priorities.
Well, exactly.
How do they justify that?
When they're so bloody desperate for police officers, well.
Look, I wouldn't have an issue if there was two accidents every day on the Cairns-Edmonton Highway, but there's nearly none.
Mm.
It's a beautiful piece of road. It looks after itself. People are sensible. I've honestly hardly ever seen or been part of an accident on that highway.
Mm.
I drive in all the time, so I just question that perhaps the state government or the local authorities could perhaps question their decisions and redistribute our police.
The other point made was, I think Danny Betros the other day said that he believed the numbers of police patrolling the Esplanade had diminished or they'd been withdrawn or whatever, which to me is catastrophic given. We've had an arrival in town of a huge number of itinerants. Look, I can understand why they're here, but let's face it, the behaviour recently on the Esplanade has just declined, like it's gone over a cliff. The foul language, the confrontations, the defecation, etc., along the Esplanade has just gone through the roof. Now, I understood that there were police patrolling down there along the Esplanade from the fairly early hours of the morning to late at night, and thank God there were because of that behaviour. But if they've been withdrawn, I'm not at all surprised if indeed we're going to be hearing people saying, look, this is outrageous, because the vast majority of those people that arrived in town because they didn't have anywhere to stay on the Cape, I presume they're still here. So if indeed they have been withdrawn, I haven't had confirmation of that, but that was a report that came through on this program, I don't know, a week or so ago. So if that's still the case, for God's sake, if you're involved with the police station down there and the provision of police officers to patrol the Esplanade and that inner city area around the old city place, my God, just recently there's been all sorts of issues there. Please find those police officers. We desperately need them. And more importantly for the people of Cairns, those officers there than out there on our approaches to and from the city with the speed cameras. Admittedly, it's revenue raising. I'm sure the government's thrilled about that. But the residents here, particularly those in the CBD, are far from thrilled by losing those police officers. Peter, thank you for pointing this out. He's out there at Edmonton.